He was a rapper first, but for many people around the world, he was Eritrean first and foremost.
My real name, it means God will rise. It's Ermias, though. That's how you say it.
That's right. Ermias Ashkadam, a.k.a. Nipsey Hussle. It's been almost a week since Nipsey Hussle was shot and killed in South L.A., the neighborhood that he celebrated in his music. His mother is from L.A. His dad is from Eritrea. Since Hussle died, vigils have been popping up all over the world, especially in cities with large East African communities. Felman Hagos is Eritrean and Dutch, and yesterday organized a vigil in Rotterdam, where he lives. So, Felman, this vigil was for really all of the Netherlands. Let me back up to your reaction to the death of Nipsey Hussle. What did you think when you heard the news?
I heard this around 4 o'clock in the night. So, for me, it was like, is this real or am I still dreaming? Or is this a nightmare? It took me like 2 hours to really see this is reality. And it was a big shock, you know, because Nipsey also is like our big motivator for all Eritreans around the world.
What was the vigil like that you organized last night in Rotterdam? Who showed up?
It was a vigil where we were talking about Nipsey. We were trying to get closer to each other. The whole mindset of Nipsey, his whole state of mind was like, we need to get closer to each other as a community. So we were like trying to support his whole state of mind about how we should come together and be stronger together.
Felman, when did you first discover Nipsey Hussle's music and what did he mean to you?
I discovered it because of there's one friend of us. He is like always listening to American music. And this guy was always like, hey, there's an Eritrean rapper. And I always liked his message, you know.
What Nipsey Hussle songs really kind of stand out for you?
Yeah, okay, now you're asking me something. yeah, big question. There's one track with Grinding where he's talking about hustling and doing everything by himself.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life.
That's my favorite one, but what gets me is his message.
Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life.
And how would you describe that message? What is his big headline?
Bro, his message is about just motivating people, the youth, the children, come together, all things we all have issues with in the black community. I think that's the reason why a lot of people are grieving at this moment, because this guy has something that we did not see for a long time with our black artists, you know. And for me, he was like the Tupac of 2019, you know.
Yeah. No, it's something a lot of people have said, that it's not just rap. It's a kind of a social connection and advocacy for people.
Definitely. And believe me, if his social input, that's the difference why it's so huge. If you see his interviews, he was just like 20 years old. And at this young age, he was already guiding us with his mission. That's pretty amazing for a guy of 20 years old, you know. He passed away 33. Can you imagine of his greatness if he was becoming 40?
Sadly, we can only imagine right now. Nipsey Hussle from Los Angeles, but he visited Eritrea a couple of times. And during an interview last year, he spoke about what that meant to him.
It educated me to the other side. Just gave me an understanding of what my dad's life was like growing up. You know what I mean? As much as I am a black person from America, I'm a black person from Africa too. I embraced both sides of that after I went out there. You know what I mean?
Felman, there in the Netherlands, is that something you relate to, this idea of carrying multiple identities?
Yeah, definitely, you know, because the thing is, we are born in here in Holland, but our parents teach us the roots of our country. For me, I'm more Eritrean than Dutch. And the reason why is because I'm a black guy. So for me, it's more easy to see myself in the mirror as an African than as an European. But I'm also Dutch because I'm born here.
Felman Hagos is Eritrean Dutch and organizer of a vigil for the late rapper Nipsey Hussle last night in Rotterdam. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for your calling.
Want a slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life.
Vigils around the world are being held for Nipsey Hussle. Go to theworld.org for a look at how the Eritrean community in St. Paul, Minnesota is mourning him.